used to run but dried up. You know, something that was, say, 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call that?
Well, I don't know.
Kind of a place cut by a creek.
Yeah. That'd be kind of a cutoff, I reckon. That's what they call them down here on the river. I know it, but...
Yeah.
Where the river is, maybe run this way and it cut through another way and change its course and call that place a cutoff.
Thank you, sweet man. Appreciate it. You're a good man. The types of soil you had here, different types of...
Well, it's sandy and clay and I don't know yet what you would call it. It's just a kind of sandy clay soil, I reckon.
Most of the soil here? I was talking with a farmer down south of here, and he's, you know, in the south part of Louisiana, they got soil down there. It says, at the end of the row, you got to get out there and knock the soil off your plow that's stuck on there when you started.
Well, there's lots of dirt that way. You take it, if it's just a little bit wet, that's kind of a blackland nature. Mm-hmm. Or there may be other land that'll do that too. I don't know, but this black land, there's not any red around in here though, that you can walk out there in this ground and down, you just carry your tracks with you.
Yeah.
That dirt just stick to your feet.
What do they call that? The gumbo? Did you ever hear?
Yeah, this I'm talking about too is just naturally black dirt.
I see.
Black dirt.
Well, your first house, it had a fireplace, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even that house out there, we just moved out of it, had a fireplace.
Yeah, right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice looking old house there. It's got good shade trees in it.
Yeah, I planted them acres. Well, I planted an acre every fence post around. And I got a mighty near a tree up at every fence post. Of course, I'd give this and a bush and that and a bush and never did get them thinned out like they ought to then.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, it was 18 or 20 the things out there standing around back the old house, chicken yard out there.
That's a good feeling, isn't it, Mr. Adams, to see trees grow up with you.
Yeah, I'd had any place other put our little old junk in when we built. I'd had this house built there, tore that old house down, moved it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd had a good shade all around, but the old lady said this would be all right.
Yeah.
And this old Bahar Grace. We got that dirt off a little knoll right back out there to fill in here. We've got about a 2 foot fill there.
Yes, sir.
And got that lame stuff in the yard here. And you got a thing that you can mow it 2 or 3 times a week, it's all right.
Uh-huh.
If you go once a week, you got a hay in that pot up here to feed a cow. And it's just hard to cut for a little longer.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know I don't reckon there is any way to get shit of it in the yard unless you just dig it out, and then I don't know where you could or not. Where you get shit of it.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Ammons, the floor of the fireplace you call the what?
Well, the hearth joined on to the floor.
I see.
And
did y'all have a raised one or?